Oh, hey. You're in early. How was your weekend? That sounds fun. Oh, same old, you know. Mostly hung out with the girlfriend. Hey, listen. As long as we're both here early, would you, would you mind if I ran something by you? I just have this personal problem. A relationship problem, I guess. I'd like to get your advice on. So, the thing is, well, as you know, I've been with my girlfriend for like 2 years now, and you know I'm bi, right? Oh, I just couldn't remember if that ever came up. Well, okay. So, this is embarrassing. The thing is, sometimes I miss being with guys. Nah, she totally doesn't get it. I mean, she understands that's true for me, but like, she's only into girls, so that's not really a factor for her. And also, I mean, so a threesome is like pretty much off the table. Which, I mean, I don't know if I'd be into that anyway. Sorry, I'm getting totally off topic here. But anyway, that's not exactly the problem. Because actually, she's been really understanding and supportive about the whole thing. We just came up with this arrangement like a couple months ago. Where. Okay, look, don't judge me, okay? Like, I'll totally understand if you think this is really weird or whatever, but just be my friend about it, okay? Okay. Well, we came up with this agreement where, long story short, I'm allowed to sleep with guys sometimes. Oh no. She's not backing out or anything. The problem is that I don't totally know how to, like, go about implementing this sort of arrangement. No, dummy, I haven't forgotten what goes where. It's just that, like, finding a suitable guy is kind of harder than I thought it would be. You can't imagine? Oh, well. Thanks. That's really flattering. Yeah. I mean, if I were single, this wouldn't be so much of a problem. It's just that it's kind of a weird situation to explain to someone, you know? Like, I don't want to just go on Tinder and try to explain how I'm dating a girl but allowed to sleep with guys. But it's not a threesome situation. It's just, like, complicated. It seems like everyone is either not interested unless there's a potential for a relationship, which, shit, who knew so many guys wouldn't be up for a one-night stand? Or else are only interested in the lesbian angle, which doesn't enter into this either. And to be fair, I'm also kind of picky. I mean, this isn't like an unlimited pass or anything, so I kind of want to make it count. Being someone I'm really attracted to. And I don't know. I guess maybe you can go the stranger route, but I'd rather do it with someone I'm at least a little familiar with. Like, enough to be comfortable with. So, anyway, that's my problem. Yeah. I know it's a strange one. So, I guess I was kinda hoping you might be able to suggest a solution of some sort. What? No, I guess you could introduce me to some of your guy friends, but I wasn't. Do you really not see where I'm going with this? Well, I was thinking, since you aren't seeing anyone right now, and you know, if you found me attractive, which, inferring from your previous comment, it seems like you do, then maybe. Why are you laughing? You knew where this was going, and we're just messing with me? Oh, God, you're such a dweeb. All right. Good joke. But serious. I'm serious. I mean, look, if you're not into it, or if it's all too weird for you, or whatever, or you're just not into it, I totally understand. I don't want things to be weird between us or any. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Okay, well, great. Why you? Well, I mean, I seriously was having trouble coming up with any candidates. Like, no offense. I needed someone who wasn't such a good friend, but that I was worried about ruining the relationship if it went to shit, but still a good enough friend with them. And I was reasonably sure you'd be into it. I mean, you're a pretty chill dude, and I didn't think it would, like, freak you out. Plus, I've seen you looking at me, so I figured I'd give it a good shot. Oh, come on. Seriously. Why does every guy think he's, like, so subtle? You know? I wear skirts all the time. And I'm not even all that short. And you're always drooling over my legs. I can see you staring. And on the rare occasion, I wear something a teeny bit low cut, and you spend the whole day looking sideways at my tits. Oh, you didn't think I noticed. Of course, I can feel your eyes on me. Oh, what about? Oh, right. I guess I did say I wanted to make the most of it by banging someone attractive. Okay, fine. Yeah, you're really handsome. But you know what? Don't let it go to your head. Okay. When? Well, originally I was thinking I'd invite you over tonight after work. But on the other hand, we still have like half an hour until the rest of the office gets here. And this conversation's got me sopping wet. So maybe tonight. But also right now. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Okay, how about the conference room? No windows? We'll hear anyone enter the office long before they get to us. Plus, I'm sure we could come up with some reason to be having a meeting this early. Well, okay, come here. That's marginally less awkward. Should I? Here I can sit on the table. Okay. Probably best to stay clothed. You know, just in case anyone does come in early. Here, why don't I adjust? I can just hike up my skirt up. Do you think this will be okay, this angle? If you undo your pants? Okay, good. Will you need a hand? If you want, I can. Oh, no, you're quite hard. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like you're already so hard. Oh, that really turns me on to see you like that for me and. Go ahead. Slide it in. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, you feel. I miss this, you know, the feeling of a cock inside me. I just, it's been so long since I've had anything, you know. We've been dating, my girlfriend and I, for a long time, and I missed it so much. Oh my god, it feels so good with every single stroke. I can feel you hitting my cervix, and it's just, oh, so breathtaking. Oops. You can touch me if you want. I mean, not just with your hands on my hips like now. I mean, I would like it if you, just undo a button or two, and now you can. Oh god, your hands. Your hands feel so good on my tits. Fuck. Oh yeah, it's like this undercut bra thing. I usually don't wear to work, but you can totally see my nipples through my shirt. Oh, you feel so good. Yeah. Right there. Right there. Just keep doing that. So good with you inside me. I missed it. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh yeah, just keep doing that. Just keep doing that. Right there. Please keep going. Don't stop. Oh shit. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Can just keep pumping into me like this as I come. That was exactly what I need. I'm so sensitive now. When you're still inside me. Oh, are you getting close? Oh shit. Okay, don't come inside me, I mean. But yeah, I don't know. Oh shit, you feel so good still. But don't come inside me. But okay. Just use my mouth, okay? Just use my mouth. Fuck, that feels so good. Could you just my clit a bit? Yeah. Oh fuck, just let me know when you're really close and I'll get off the table. Yeah, okay. Fuck. It's running down my chin. Damn, dude. Fuck, you come alive. Oh, man. Okay. We better clean up. How do I look? presentable. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, thanks. You know, this is has been a great year. Such a good friend. Around to my place after work, okay? Okay. Can't wait.